Helpless, Pylotas and I went off to the east side of the river to search for smoked shad, whose Latin name means most delicious. We heard their run from the Atlantic to spawn in the mid-Hudson flats was good that spring. Above Rhinecliff, we found a little fish house, a family business for more than a century. The cutting room, redolent of fresh shad, stripers, and sturgeon, was next to a mechanic's garage filled with broken machinery and dusty mounted animals. A toothless old fellow dressed the shad and carried a tray of them to a small smokehouse, where racks of fish, after a two-day soak in molasses and vinegar brine, lay coloring in the clouds rising from the hickory coals. I said, "Is it true poached shad testes are delectable?" He said, "What?" and wrapped six fish for us to take up river, and we went off to buy towels, returning to Rondout by supper time. The next morning, we hoped the Erie Canal would be ready in another day, so we cast off from the small wharf on Rondout Creek, motored past the brick lighthouse, one of four remaining on the Hudson, and turned again upstream. The weather was fine, and the water gave us only mild chop in a reach called the Flat. For the rest of the morning, the river showed us sand and mud shallows, but little stone, and we clipped along, almost free of our greatest fear, underwater rocks that could abruptly end our voyage. As if an old tar, Pylotas sang pieces of song, some of them one chorus more than necessary, but I knew the river was at last full upon my friend. 4 miles upstream, we stopped for the night at Troy, the first of several cities we'd see that have turned their backs to the river. At the town dock, we refueled and met up with the man who was to lead us under orders from the canal office through certain construction areas. He had good news if we could trust it. The first lock would be ready early tomorrow.